Village Personnel Negotiations Committee meeting to order at 5:30 on Wednesday, November 15th. I need a motion to approve the agenda.
I make a motion.
Motion by Sunny, I'll second it. By Amy, all in favor?
Aye.
Do opposed abstentions. All right, substitute staff compensation recommendation.
Sorry.
Call me Joe Biden.
There are two sheets in your packet. One has a classification of the subs, and the current rate is the 19 to 20, or the one furthest to the left. And it just, that one gives you a little bit of history of where we were prior, when we last changed it. The other one is a little bit bigger table where I have the comparables to where we are right now for sub teacher, long-term sub teacher, aid secretary, and food service. The special ed special one is a category that's that extra $2. We have that, others don't. That's why the others are blank there, but I thought I'd add it in. But anyway, you can see the comparables there. I will say I have talked with other superintendents. I know Wasaki is considering moving their short-term sub teacher to 125. We had kind of talked about, you know, that might be a good landing place for that one. The reason their long-term sub, Wasaki's, is so high, they go based off a percentage of teacher contracts. So that's where it adjusts every year. It's some percent of their highest paid, I think, or something. I don't know what the percent is, but he said it's a percent. That's the only one that does it that way. Again, you can see the others. And yeah. So Coleman and Peshtigo for food service contract through Tahoe. So they pay a flat rate to Tahoe to staff their, their kitchens and get the material, you know, everything. So they don't have it broken out by like that sub pay because Tahoe takes care of that.
They do everything food service for them, right?
Yes, for both of them. So that's why they don't have numbers in there, and I just put in use a contractor. They both go through Tahoe.
Well, for sure, I think we should raise the sub teacher pay to 125.
Again, I'm good with that, and I've talked with Wasaki about doing that, and because he's like, you know, he's going to be bringing it to his board. He's like, can we just be on the same page so we're not back and forth and one-upping each other? And I said, I can see us going as high as 125. I don't think we really need to go anything higher. We're, you know, comparable to everyone else, obviously. So I don't. If we move to 125, we wouldn't have to go above that. So
what's that classification, 19 to 20 base?
That's the year 19 to 20?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
That's
the year that it was up to that. Yep. That's the last time it was adjusted.
So long term, I mean, we are.
We're right there.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't.
Right now we have three.
You have three long term subs right now?
We do? Okay.
Yes.
What positions? Math. Middle school math.
Math. And then the long-term sub pay is also getting paid out to the two that...
Oh, yeah. Our building subs. That we split between the two?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's just
thank you.
Let's just keep that one. I don't know. I mean, we're right in the middle.
Yeah.
We're literally right in the middle.
Yep.
Like we talked about last time, $5 or $10 isn't going to make somebody come to us versus a different school.
All right. It has much more to do with the students and the environment.
Absolutely.
So the support we give them and not necessarily pay when we're right there.
If they live in Lena and their choice is Kravitz or Lena, they're going to pick Lena.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Travel.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. So you're good with leaving long term the same?
Yep.
All right. This is where we get hard.
Mm-hmm.
Aid secretary sub. How often do we need a sub? I know that like
aides more so than secretaries.
Okay.
Secretaries, one, we don't have a ton of subs there. Aides more often because we have a lot of them. I mean, we have all the special ed aides, all the, you know, I mean.
Yeah. Altogether.
So that more often. But again, we're on the low end. I mean, we're higher than Coleman, but other, like the, but I don't think you have to go super high. I mean, 13 to 1325, I would say, would be right in there. I mean,
I was going to say 1350. Only because, like, if I'm going to drive in,
I have a hard time looking at any of these numbers.
These
numbers aren't even close.
I know, and it's unfortunate.
But it's different. I mean,
it is. We're not a money making, you know. I mean, right. And that's unfortunately we are limited in our budget and what we can. And if
I mean, 1350 is only 70.
Yep.
74 cents
or 70. Yep. Yeah. A little less than 70. 69.
I mean, it's going to impact it, but it's not going to be gigantic. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, are we having a hard time finding people at that?
Again, I don't think it's the cost.
Right.
It's not
but
the pay.
Just in general.
Just in general, we don't have a lot of people that, and that the requirement is very low. I mean, if they sub for a special ed paraprofessional or aide, they ideally would have a certification, which they have to have like a high school diploma they send in for a certification that costs $100. But otherwise, I mean, that's really the only requirement. And even that, it's just whether it's reimbursable or not.
Good morning. Okay, so like 1350?
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Now, the parasol, the special parasol?
Goes off of the aid sub, so it will go up also because it's that
$2
per.
So that'll go to $15.50
ultimately.
And then the food service.
That is hard because there's only two other numbers there. But again, to come in for
12, but we could go 12. So $1.24.
Then you're gonna make or break us on it.
Right.
We're talking 4-hour shifts.
Yep.
Right.
And they really don't have a lot of subs. I mean,
they don't have a lot of people. And
yeah, Stacy usually will fill in where, you know, she needs to.
Mm-hmm.
So one day somebody peels a little more potatoes than the next person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, what's minimum wage right now?
$7.50.
Yeah.
Still $7.50? Okay.
But the probably went down for 18.
And got a quick trip for that.
Yeah.
And
so then we're only 4-hour shifts.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that the money's going to make or break it, though.
I agree.
So if we go, like, what did I say, 12?
12.
Let's go 12.
Okay. My only other that I have it on my notes, is just talking about, and I've been asked a question, really not pushed hard, but just something to consider, is when we have staff retire and then come back and sub those rates. So, for instance, we have aides who have been, you know, worked in the district for many years. They, just as an example, let's say they retire, their rate was $16 an hour or something. They come back and sub in that same, in an hourly position like that, aide or secretary, you know, now with this bump, they'd be at $13.50. You know, like.
So they start over, basically.
Well, they get the sub rate.
Yeah.
But where it gets complicated, so I don't know how, and again, I really haven't been pushed on it, but it's something to think about, is the other side of it is we have professional staff, like a teacher, comes back and subs as an aide. You know, they're not going to get paid as a teacher sub because the job that they're doing isn't the teacher. But then, you know, so like, I'm just saying, like, if you pay an aide that retired their wage when they left, let's say when they come back and sub, what do you pay that teacher then when they sub for that? So I don't know that I would change it. You just get the sub pay for the position you're subbing in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been brought up a couple times, you know, like, I get it. I get when they retired, they were at a higher wage. They come back and sub. They're doing us a favor, right? They're helping us. You pay them what they were at. But there's some gray area there. Like, again, a professional staff subbing.
See,
I don't know what wage you even pay them then.
I wouldn't be opposed to compromising because, like, when we get a teacher come in from a different district,
mm-hmm.
we give them credit for their years
yep.
of service,
yep.
right? Even
yep.
though they weren't
for their base pay
us.
when they're
base pay.
Yep.
We judge their base pay on their experience. But I don't think we should go to the full pay that they got when they retired either.
Right. Yeah.
So maybe we.
I don't know. It's just such a. And you never know
can
what
we
the
do
situation.
A percentage? Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, honey.
I don't know. I think it's so hard by individual, by the sub. Like, what they're subbing for, who they were, where they left. If they retired from us, they retired from somewhere. It's complicated. I think this will make some people happy. Just upping the pay that, you know, the sub pay where it's at.
I mean, we could complicate things by putting retired teacher subbing in each one of these and put it at a different rate, but why would you want to do that?
Yeah, but then you would have a retired teacher, and then you'd also have to do, like, your retired aides.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's complicated, and then every situation you'd have to, it would be hard to just do a blanket.
They retire and come back, because we don't pay retirement, we don't pay
health insurance.
Well,
we
do have retirement benefits now that we put in place. So everybody ultimately, now that retires, they get some kind of a benefit now.
Okay. Then never mind. It can stay the way it is.
If you do a percentage, you don't give them 70, 80% of their, what they were making. Yeah, so.
Let's just wait and see
okay.
how much pushback you get. Okay.
There was an aide that subbed. There's an aide that retired from us, has been subbing, and has said, you know, aide pay hasn't been increased in a while. You know, can we? So, I mean, it wasn't totally just like, give me what I retired at. It was just like, can you look at it? Yes, absolutely. So
yeah,
I think they'll be happy with
hand,
this.
Though, I mean, so whether they come back here part-time or if they work at a gas station part-time, they're not making work at the gas station where they were teaching. You know,
right.
When you're retired, that's just extra income for
right.
you.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, stay on board full-time and continue teaching.
Yep. So, all right. Yeah. We're good.
Motion to adjourn, sir.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Motion by Sunny. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. We're adjourned at 5:42.